Well, it's the same with this practice altogether. There is simply a right way to live. There is the law in the body, in its energy, in feeling, in attention, in the mind. Every aspect of the coverings of the soul must be made to fulfill the law, must be brought into the disposition of the free soul, love communion, ecstasy in God. And that's what you are given to do, you see. Not a lot of fancy self-involvement, a lot of esotericism that has nothing to do with you in this moment. There's an esotericism eventually, you see. What you're given is this obligation, the law, in all the forms that apply to your current state of addiction. And so you fulfill that law in the form of those activities that you are tending to live at this moment. And sometimes you feel better and sometimes you don't feel so good. There's a lot of phasing, but there is the law, there is the obligation, there is the relationship. And you must go through this purification, this fire, you see. It is not relieved, that responsibility is inherent in the process of God realization. So you must live it in a manly fashion, man or woman. It is simply right, it is true, it is necessary. All other possibilities are subhuman, mediocre, godless, self-possessed, unillumined. So you must commit yourself to the process in God. You must commit yourself in your relationship with me and fulfill it as an obligation. With the manly understanding that the process does contain your limitations. Your limitations are what are being burned up, you see, made obsolete in this commitment, this process, this act of love communion in every moment. So merely because you live the way, you see, doesn't mean that you're going to be made to feel good in every moment or given all kinds of consoling subjective experiences or bodily experiences. Any experiences that are given to you are themselves signs of purification. They contain a lesson. They are forms of help, simply to establish you even more profoundly in this commitment, in the process itself. Spiritual life is not to be a consolation to the devotee. Spiritual life is his gift to God. And when he has lived it most profoundly, so that his program of loveless self-involvement has been purified, weakened, approached obsolescence, then the regenerative qualities of the way begin to demonstrate themselves.